Tom Ceratori with us. Congratulations on the sweep, Tom.
Thank you.
Zero open ice in that first period. It opened up a little as the game went on, but that's two teams defending pretty darn hard to start that game.
No, it was. Our defensemen made great strides this week, and hopefully they can keep it up. I thought they defended quick. They were aggressive. They were physical. They blocked shots. I just thought our defensemen are, as a collective group, they stood tall.
There were 25 block shots tonight by you guys tonight.
No, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, it's we talked about sacrifice and commitment, and those are the things you got to do. Like, you gotta be hard to play against, and this level is just too hard, guys. And it doesn't matter who you play. I know people think so, and they look at this or they look at that. This game or this team. Major college hockey, there's a fine line between 1 to 60, and that's the truth, there's never an easy game.
Well, something that I've noticed, Tom, in the first few games that I've been able to see is that you've really handled the puck well. There hasn't been the blatant turnover that can turn a game around. Obviously, there's going to be turnovers in hockey, but I think you've done a really good job of puck management so far in the last week and this weekend.
Well, if you want to talk to my players, I don't think I'm number one on their fun list right now. But they responded. So sometimes again, it's just that's the world we live in, and our guys again, they passed a good test right now. Now let's obviously get it, do it again next weekend.
You said, this game isn't easy. Leighton Roden makes it look easy. So much skill, but also so much smarts. He got himself into a position on the empty netter where he could get the puck away without worrying about it hitting somebody's stick or doing something stupid, and who knows what happens then.
Well, he competes. I mean, that's not, he's talented, but he competes.
Safe to say when it was 4-on-4, that's when he scored his goal. I mean, that opens the ice a little bit more, and that's who you want out there.
Yeah, but they got their studs out there too. You know what? It's just flip a coin sometimes. And we went out this time, and maybe they'll win out next time. That's just it's the luck of the draw sometimes when you get the right bounce.
I think yesterday the power play goal, he was cutting east west. Tonight on the 4-on-4, he cut from the top of the right circle to the top of the left circle. When he's cutting like that, what's he looking for, and what advantage is he gaining?
Well, it's a soft gap, and you want to cut to the middle on a soft gap, but Eric Polkamp sold it. He made it. He drove the net. He backed the defenseman off. That allowed Leighton to cut to the middle, and obviously he gets a shot down Broadway, and that's what you want to do. So if Polky doesn't drive, Leighton can't cut to the middle because they gap up, and it's too difficult. But that's why you got to have your middle lane drive, whether it's a 4-on-4 or 5-on-5. The middle guy's got to drive hard. He's got to sell it. They got to back off. They got to honor it. That gives the puck carrier a little east-west. And if not, he can obviously, again, he can hit the wing-to-wing play. So, we call it the dot-to-dot play. So, it was good. I mean, here's a defenseman driving the net like that. And again, he should have got an assist, but you can't get an assist, but he deserved an assist on that one, 23.
Well, Gavin Enright came in relief last night and helped you win the hockey game tonight. He gets the shutout. Talk about what you've seen in Gavin.
Well, I mean, Gavin's a hell of a kid. And again, it's been tough for him. I mean, he's had to play behind Scholzey, but he's ready. He's ready for this, and he responded great, and he played well. And again, I'm sure he was number one star, and he stood tall, and he was confident. He was calm. He was square. He played the puck well. There's a lot of positives there tonight.
After your players, saluted the fans and left and are walking down the hall, we can hear that microphone that you're on right now picking them up from down the hall, and they're hooting and hollering. Shutouts mean a lot to those defensemen and for all those blocked shots. That's why the sacrifice is made, right?
Absolutely. Win is fun, guys.
Shutouts don't happen nearly often enough either.
No.
See you next week, Tom.
All right, thank you.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight.